All right. I was 6 feet, 6006, or however they say it, and 202.
So where you wanted to be as far as weight wise?
Yeah, around 200, 202.
Plan on doing everything here, and where'd you work out?
I was in Phoenix, Arizona at API, and yeah, I plan on doing everything.
Talk to some teams yet?
Yeah, I had one team interview last night with the Patriots, and we went in the ballroom. A couple teams grabbed me, pulled me to the side. I have a couple more team interviews tonight, though, and tomorrow night.
You have anything scheduled with the Buccaneers yet?
Yes, I think I had the Buccaneers tonight.
Where did the Patriots say? How was the conversation?
It was just a good conversation. A couple of the coaches was in there, so I mean, it went. I think when I left out, I felt like it went pretty good. So we talked about a lot of stuff, football stuff, history, family, background. Talked about a lot of stuff.
You feel like you could be a good fit?
Yeah, I feel like I'd be a pretty good fit and wherever I get picked up at.
What do you say your strengths are?
As a football player? I say my ball skills. When the ball is in the air, I find a way to get to it. So I say my ball skills. Man coverage, I'm a pretty good tackler. I mean, I see it's a lot of competition out here. I thought I was gonna be one of the bigger corners, but it's a lot of guys measuring in at 6 feet, about the same size as me. So it's a pretty big group. So I don't know. We're gonna get out and run. Probably a pretty fast group. We have to see.
You said they want to talk about your family. Just what kind of things do they want to know?
Just brothers and sisters, and where I was born at, where I grew up at, things like that. I was in eighth grade when I moved to Texas.
Family moved to
Texas? Yeah, no, my mom just moved from Ohio to Texas. And my dad stays in Trenton, so my mom just moved from Ohio to Texas. So we went to Texas, started playing football. And you know, once you get to playing football in Texas, it's year round, so it was no more leaving.
Growing up, who did you have
in
the game
after? I'm a big Deion Sanders fan, so I always wanted to be the shutdown corner, the prime time of my team. So I always try to be like model my game after Deion.
You a tackler?
Yeah, I come up and tackle. Yes, sir.
How'd you end up at Kansas?
I don't know. Coach Manzino, he made the trip down to Texas, and he came off as a real good person. I liked him a whole lot, maybe better than any other coach who I got a chance to meet. And also, they had six seniors on their depth chart, six guys who would be seniors on the first year I get there. So it was a quick chance to get on the field. No, I kind of put in the back of my mind on the season. I kind of made my decision after the season. I kind of knew after we won the Orange Bowl, I had a pretty good game, got the MVP award. It was kind of set up too nice for me not to come out.
Talk about some of the other things that you did aside from cornerback, just from playing some receiver.
Yeah, I played a little receiver. I played receiver throughout the whole year. I think I scored five, maybe six touchdowns on offense, and I returned punts and. Maybe the last half of the Missouri game and the Virginia Tech game, I returned punts those two games.
Do you expect to be a punt returner in the NFL too?
Yeah, I love to return punts in the NFL. It'd be very interesting for me. So I mean, I never really got a chance to do it because it was always someone who was real good at doing it who didn't do much else. So maybe I get a chance to do it in the NFL.
What are you talking about? You have a cornerback with good hands.
I think it adds a lot because, I mean, that's what they want. They want interceptions if you play corner. And if you got good hands, that means you catching the ball. So, I mean, I think it adds a lot. If you show you got good hands, it shows you can make plays on defense so you can catch that ball. So, I think they look into it. I think it matters a great deal.
Have you met Deion Sanders?
No, I never met Deion Sanders. Hope I do get a chance to meet him. Maybe 60% zone, maybe 65% zone.
How important do you think the interception you had in the Orange Bowl was to make that football in the upset pretty much in that game? I think it
kind of got our team jump started. I mean,
the offense was struggling.
Right, they were struggling. We got the interception, we scored, and then we immediately jumped to a 17-0 lead. So, I mean, it kind of got us jump started, kind of started off the game for us.
How much did people throw away from you in college? You got a lot of high points.
Uh-huh. I mean, no one knew my freshman year, so I didn't get thrown away from then. My sophomore year, I got probably more balls than my freshman year. And this year, I got maybe just a little less than my sophomore year. So I didn't have a problem with teams really throwing away from me at all.
Did you want to play receiver some in the NFL as well?
Oh yes, sir. I want to do everything. I want to do whatever the coach asks me to do, and I love to play receiver in the NFL.
How much time did you spend?
I was there all the way up until eighth grade, just back and forth from Cleveland to Trenton, all the way up until eighth grade.
Did that make you a Giants or Eagles fan? I mean, that's kind of right.
I'm telling you the truth. I've always been a Cowboys fan. I always liked Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, and then when Deion went there, I really was a Cowboys fan. Yeah, I mean, I'm good friends with Antoine, with Kaysen. So I mean, we talk on maybe every 2 weeks. I call him, he called me. So I mean, I kind of know a couple guys, the guys from API, Justin King, Charles Godfrey, Terrell Thomas. So I mean, I'm good friends with them. I mean, it's not my place to say where I stack up against them. That's for the coaches to decide. So I just let the coaches handle it. Of course. That's my plan. That's my plan when I came to the combine, to be the first corner picked, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
Who's the toughest receiver you faced in your career at Kansas?
I don't know. I had to say probably my man Eddie Royal. He's pretty fast, pretty quick. Yeah, he pretty strong. He had like the total package as a receiver, and then he did a lot for them on special teams. So I think he was like the best all around receiver. I mean, it was Coach Manzino. Coach Manzino, he didn't want to hear about it was a basketball school. He was a winner. He'd been winning every school he went to. So that was his job to get the program up and running, and he did his job. He found what it was that we was lacking as a team, and he in the offseason he did things to make us better in those areas. So I mean, it was a process. So, but I don't think it'd be known as a basketball school anymore. I think it would kind of be known as both. I think they're gonna be pretty good this year. Yeah, I mean, I talked to him just a minute ago, and we was in the cafeteria. We didn't really talk about the game or anything. We just said what's up, and kind of left it at that.